This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Bio-based products are already a big part of agriculture, but they figure to play an even more prominent role in the future as more oil-based products are produced from plants. That was the message from a panel of experts at AgriPulse's Ag and Food Policy Summit. We will hear more about bio-based products in the future of agriculture next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
USDA's Rural Business Cooperative Service head, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, says that bio-based products will be a massive part of agriculture in the very near future.
It's going to start with the farmers, and that's where the money's going to go if we have anything to say about it. You know, I think that what we're going to see in 5 years is the bio-preferred product label everywhere. It's going to be an industry standard. People are going to be looking for it.
From new fertilizers to aviation fuel, farmers will play a role. Alex Minotti is Vice President of Government Affairs at LanzaJet.
Commercial producer of alcohol-to-jet sustainable aviation fuel. And as was mentioned, we just in January opened that world's first commercial plant down in Soperton, Georgia, 10 million gallons per year of ethanol to both jet fuel and diesel.
Just a fraction of a potential 36 billion-gallon industry if Treasury and EPA modernize ethanol emission standards, Minotti says, to allow key tax credits. However, infrastructure is another hurdle. Business Development Associate Director at the University of Illinois, IBRL facility in Urbana-Champaign, Beth Connerty.
Historically, it's been extremely difficult to get money for capital-intensive infrastructure. You know, we kind of saw that through the biofuels era, and there were some real challenges in biofuels, and now it's even harder to get funding.
Connerty says too many of the startups she works with must go overseas, and a better funding pipeline here would keep those firms and jobs in the United States. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.